to be alive and to let people know that Jesus loved them. And just eat and just knowing that Jesus loves you so much. Jesus loves you and cares about you. God wants you to be in good health. God wants you to be in prosperity. God wants you to be in a good marriage. Your marriage, even though it's not working, God is going to perfect it. God wants your children to be well and just doing the right thing. God wants the best for you, more than you want for yourself. So you have to go with that assurance when you're assessing God and praying to God, I know you want the best for me. And just when you pray, remove that worry. Don't come and play the part that God is supposed to play. Let it go. Let God take charge. Forgive. You want your prayers to be answered. Live in forgiveness. Live in love. Let the love of God be part of your life. Forgive. Let it go. And God, that is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, is going to reward you. The one that God's word said in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing will be added unto you. Put the word of God first place in whatever you do. Put God's word, put the work of God first place, and you see how God is going to exalt you. Hey, God is going to make a name for himself in your life that men will see that they know that it can only be God. And know this, with God all things are possible. So whatever you are thinking in your mind that it's not possible, no, not with God. Because all things are possible with God. So you go to God with that assurance, because you know the Bible says whatsoever thing you desire, there is no you cannot desire a private jet. The Bible says whatsoever things you desire, is that not a blank check? When you pray, believe that you receive it, and you have it. So you pray, you desire, you pray, you believe. Live in love. Live in forgiveness. That same Bible in Mark chapter 11, verse 25, was like, forgive if you've ought against any, that your Father, which also in heaven, will forgive you your trespasses. So if you ought against any, if you have ought against any, says forgive if you have ought against any. So if you have ought against any, you're holding something against somebody, forgive, let it go. Oh, that's why this person not do this one. Let it go. Leave it. Forgive. Let it go. Your Father will forgive you and he will answer you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please share with loved ones and friends. I want to tell you that Jesus loves you. He loves you so much. He loves you intentionally. God loves you so much. Your soul is valuable to God. No wonder I prepare a place for you in heaven. So you be with him. But see, with long life, he will satisfy you too. You understand? So if you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, what a great day to be alive. That today is like, God, this is the day I want to accept you. I'm tired of living in this life of no peace, of sin, of fornications, of adultery. I'm going to hold on to you and say, God, I know that when you forgive me, it's as if I've not sinned. That's why you are now a new creature in Christ. All things are passed away. What a beautiful God. He will not remember your sin anymore. You come now like a newborn baby. You are now for you. You like, when I mean a newborn baby, you are now fresh. All things are now passed away. It's as if you've not sinned. The blood of Jesus has cleansed you from every sin and unrighteousness. So are you going to make that decision today to walk away from sin and to say, Jesus, I accept you today as my Lord and personal Savior? If that is you right now, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I know you died for me, and on the third day you resurrected. Today, I ask that you forgive me my sins and accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, I ask that you be the God of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You're not a Christian, born again Christian for that matter. And all things are passed away. Join the Bible Believing Church and read your Bible. I pray the Holy Spirit directs you on what to do, because God said in his word, he will not leave you comfortless. He's going to send another comforter, which is the person of the Holy Spirit. You understand? He will teach you all things, guide you in the right paths. I'm so grateful to God for your soul that has been saved. I am glad, I am happy, and I'm so glad. God bless you. I love you.